It's very notable that the Buddha's always inclining towards drawing things to a close. That he's not just he's happy to be available to engage, but he's not looking to just sort of pass time and chit chat and just keep it going just for the sake of getting a buzz or the banter.
Because he can't think of anything else to do.
There's that sort of beautiful way of expressing it, always inclining to okay. Time to wrap this up. One more thing. Oh, okay. Again, that like the touch of Suchiloma being unpleasant. It's like the inclining away from association, from engagement, and just not sort of looking for contact or looking for just the company for that sense of. Of affirmation or warmth or just that human companionship. And I think it's a sign of great spiritual maturity. Many people just don't like to be alone. I don't know about in other countries. It's in the UK, people have the radio on all the time just for company and quite happy. Oh yeah, it keeps me company. Radio 4 or Radio 2, just. And it's like, well, notice that. Why do you feel incomplete or alone? Why do you need to have that company? And so it's a small statement, but it carries a whole a very meaningful social message.